Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Weekly Word. I'm excited to share with you since we've now entered our brand new Hebrew month of Elul. That happened Monday, September 2nd at sundown. And so this is an exciting time. We are in the sixth month of the religious calendar. We are getting ready to step into the seventh month, which is the month of Tishri. In October, it's going to be the head of the year. So from the first day of Elul, which started Monday, September 2nd at sundown, all the way until Yom Kippur, or the Day of Atonement, we have 40 days of Teshuvah. That means 40 days of repentance. It's a time where we go through a cleansing process. We go through a soul-searching process. We go through a time with God where we rest in His presence and understand how to be a part of the world in a place of rest and Shabbat. It is a time where we ask for forgiveness. It would be equivalent to a time on the Gregorian calendar, like in December, when Gentiles would take the time to reassess the year and what changes need to be made before the new year. And so this is where we're at. And this is in accordance with the Song of Solomon, chapter 6, verse 3, where the king comes in the field, and that's a reference to, I am my beloved's and my beloved is mine. So it's a special time. The king is in the field. What does that mean? It means while you're working, this is the month that the King, King Jesus, comes into the field with you. He works with you. He reveals things to you about you. He gets you ready for the brand new head of the year on the first of Tishri. And so it's an exciting time. It's a time where we can fall in love again with our relationship with the Lord. We can become focused as a temple. It's a temple rebuilding time. We know this from Haggai chapter 1 and 2. It is a time where God says, let us rebuild the temple so that the glory of the Lord would be revealed in that temple. So this is a glorious month. It is a month where God is going to reveal so much to you about you, because you're getting ready to come into His new head of the year, which has three feasts. That would be Rosh Hashanah, at the beginning of Tishri, Yom Kippur, which is 40 days from now, and then 5 days after the Day of Atonement, or Yom Kippur, we have the Feast of Tabernacles. As many of you know, I have been very involved in the Esther and Mordecai movement, the 1 million women and men on the Mall. That takes place on the Day of Atonement, or Yom Kippur, this year. So it's 40 days from now. So this is a time where we're seeking God for change in our nation. So this is where God also reveals and speaks to us from Exodus chapter 33 and 34. On the first of Elul, it was the time where Moses went up for the third time to receive the tablets from the Lord. Remember, in Exodus 32, he came down with the tablets, and what did he find? He found that the Israelites were worshiping a golden calf, and so he broke the tablets. Well, in Exodus chapter 33, God begins to position him to come back up the mountain. And in Exodus 34, he comes back up the mountain. He petitions the Lord in 33, said, God, you know, don't send us to this new place without your presence being with us. All right. And then God says, okay, Moses, come up to the mountain and we're going to get some things straight. All right. And so then God inscribes the tablets during those 40 days, and Moses comes down on Yom Kippur, or the Day of Atonement. So you might say, Candace, this is really great historical facts. And of course, you can find them in my book, 365 Prophetic Revelations from the Hebrew Calendar. If you haven't yet gotten a copy of that, get it now so you can walk the next 40 days through the prophetic revelations. They will help keep you in alignment during your repentance time, during Teshuvah, during the soul searching time before we step into the brand new head of the year. And it's going to be 5785 on the first of Tishri. All right. So we have 30 days until that. And then we have 40 days until Yom Kippur. So it's a time of assessment. So get a copy of my book so you can walk through and pray through this prophetic revelations every day. And as you're experiencing things, because you're going to be experiencing an awful lot, God's going to be speaking to you so much about your relationship with Him, getting some things in order and alignment, rebuilding your temple. This is a time where God rebuilds the temple and gets the temple ready and sustainable for the brand new Hebrew year, which will be 5785. 80 and 5 is pay hey. That means the voice of grace. God's voice pay and hey is grace. Okay, the fifth number, which is, you know, in the Hebrew alphabet, we have numbers and letters. 5 is hey, so it's pay hey. So this is the year of the voice of grace getting ready to happen in 30 days. So we want to position ourselves to walk in this level of grace. So the scripture I have for you, I know I've shared a lot with you up until this point, but the scripture I have for you, this is the prophetic word for right now for this upcoming week. Yes, the king is in the field. Yes, it's a time of rebuilding according to Haggai, rebuilding the temple. But God's word for you is Joshua chapter 1 verse 3. Everywhere your foot treads, you will take the land. Everywhere the sole of your foot treads, you will take the land. See, as they were getting ready to go into the promised land, as they were getting ready to go into the brand new that God had for them, which for us, the brand new is in 30 days or in 40 days, Yom Kippur, all right? That's that special day of atonement where we understand that Jesus took his blood and went up to the heavenly tabernacle and put his blood on the mercy seat and said, it is finished. This is a time where we begin to put into practice the possession of the promise, all right? So that word in Joshua chapter 1, verse 3, everywhere your foot treads, okay, everywhere the sole of your foot treads, you will take this land. It's a powerful scripture that helps us understand the power of treading or the power of walking. So as we walk out, as we work out our daily walk with the Lord, remember the king is in the field, as we walk out with him this month, what we're doing is we're stepping into a place of possessing time. We're possessing our promise. Possessing your promise means you're gaining time back. You're regaining things that have been lost, okay? Remember I told you last week, I know there's been a lot of losses. There's been a lot of changes. There's been a lot of things that have been happening here this month of August. But as we come into this brand new month of Elul, okay, in the Hebrew calendar here on September 2nd, what that means is we're stepping into a new time where we're walking out with God. We're walking out, we're walking with the king, the possession of our land. So it's a time of enjoying God in the process, but you're going to have to get your thoughts and your mind correct. So that word foot in the Hebrew is the word regal. It means to possess time. So what the enemy stole from us when Adam and Eve ate the apple is he stole time. See, because death entered, and wherever there's death, there's a lack of a movement. There's a lack of provision, protection, and acceptance. There's a lack of being able to produce and have fertility and have increase and multiplication. Everything that God told Adam and Eve in Genesis chapter 1, they had dominion over. So the enemy comes and robs us, and that's when time got robbed. So this month, you're going to regain time. Come on, somebody needs to slap their neighbor and say, this month I'm going to regain time. This means that while you're slowing it down and you're assessing and you're aligning with God and you're walking with the king in the field, you are possessing time. You're going to new places of walking in the Lord's presence. Remember, God calls Moses up on the mountain. And what does Moses say? He says, I just want to know you. I want your presence to go with me. And God says in Exodus 33, I'm going to hide you in the cleft of a rock and I'm going to reveal my presence to you when I walk by. You can't see my face, but with that, I'm going to reveal to you in essence who I am. And so God is going to reveal to you in essence who he is. And in essence, who he is he's one that has bought back time. What does that mean? He has redeemed the time. It means that the moment we come to know Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we step into a new realm. It's an eternal realm. So this month, you're going to practice walking in eternity. not walking in the earth from an earthly mindset and an earthly perspective, but you're going to set your affections on him. You're going to set your affections on things above. It's in the book of Colossians. You're going to put your affections on him and you're going to walk in the realms of eternity. Now, eternity is everlasting. That's what Jesus bought for us. He bought that for you today. You don't have to die and have your body go into the earth, your flesh go into the earth, and your spirit and soul go to heaven before you experience the blessings of eternity. Why? Because Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6 says, we've been seated with Christ in heavenly places. We're in the realms of the ascension. We're in the realms of eternity already. So when you're walking, you're treading in the earth from the seat of eternity. That means everywhere you go, eternity is in action. That means everywhere you go, the work is already done. You can revel in God. You can enjoy God. You can enjoy what you're doing. You don't need to rush through it. You can slow yourself down. Slow yourself down this month. Slow it down. Enter into teshuva. Enter into that place with God. And I know you might be saying, Candace, September's like so busy. Why are you telling me to slow it down? Listen, July was a month of slowing it down because we were dealing with our sin. August is the month that God is a comforter to us and begins that process of building us back up and realigning us and promoting us. We were promoted the beginning of August according to the Gregorian calendar. But this is the month where he builds us up in our strength, our most holy faith, our eternal revelation, so that we can step into the head of the year, hearing his voice clearer, being in his presence more, resting in the kingdom that he is establishing in the earth. Listen, there's a lot that we are battling for in the earth, but God says that I want you to enter my rest from Hebrews chapter 4. Come to the place with me. Be seated with me. Be seated in no beginning and no end, the order of Melchizedek. Melchizedek is Jesus, okay? He met Abraham way back when, and Abraham tithed to him, and he gave Abraham communion. He had no mother, no father. He existed with no beginning and no end. Why is that important? Because eternity is no beginning and no end, and you're plopped inside it. So that means God wants you to learn how to live eternal first and earthly second. Now, if you don't understand some of what I'm saying, that's okay, because it's a mind shift. The Apostle Paul understood this. He kept trying to get the church to live in the realms of eternity. If you want to understand more about that, go to my website and get the MP3 teachings on heavenly portals. I'm going to teach you all about the differences between the eternal and the earthly. You see, the earth time zone is a death time zone. The eternal time zone is a lifetime zone. The lifetime zone existed before the earth time zone existed. As a matter of fact, eternity has no time zone at all. I mean, you know, if we break it down from the when we're speaking about, from an earthly perspective, we speak about time zones, but technically, eternally, there is no beginning and no end. What happens is God comes in and he entrusts to us that he has created the earth, but time doesn't start until death happens. You might be saying, Candace, that's crazy. What are you talking about? So you see, death began time, not when God created the earth, because all of that was still in the eternal zone. The earth was existing eternally. It only entered death when Adam and Eve chose to hand the keys to the enemy who lied to them about their identity. Then time began. So why is this important? Because when Jesus died, he was buried, he resurrected, he defeated sin, death, and the grave, which means he bought back our time. Therefore, today, we're called to live eternally, although we have a body that decays. So your mind, your will, and your emotions, and your spirit can begin to live in the eternal realms while you're treading out the truths in the earth. Tread out today before tomorrow comes, okay? So tread out every single day. Treading or regaling means you're possessing time, you're gaining time back, you're enjoying your life, you're resting with the king who's in the field. Why? Because he bought it for you already. See, the king buys us back and buys time back for us. So now we enter the eternal realms and now we make decisions from the eternal realms. If you're making decisions from the eternal realms, you're in great peace because you're not concerned about provision, protection, and acceptance. It's how we view things that totally change how we operate in the earth. So tread out the truth in the earth by understanding the eternal time zone. Now, why is this relevant to Elul? Because this is a month where God, the King himself, comes into the field while we're treading. While we're treading, he treads it out with us. This is so exciting. So walk it out with the king in the field. Walk it out as he's revealing who he is, as he's revealing who you are, as he's revealing what's coming, as he's revealing what he's preparing you for. Enjoy the king in what would be considered to be our December. But it's really the last month before we enter in to the head of the year. Come on, this is exciting. Share this with a friend. Why don't we tread out and possess time back? I can hear y'all saying right now, wow, this is amazing. Like, what do you mean? You can give me more time in a day? I can give you rest through the word of God because he promises rest in Hebrews chapter 4. They did not enter his rest because they did not believe. Believe in the eternal and that you are eternal. And everything slows down and now you can enjoy the king. Yes, I'm not saying that your body's not gonna die, okay? Because that's the effects of death, not the effects of life. Once you enter into the realms of life, your spirit and your soul, you can live. And anyways, you've entered the eternal realms there, even though the body and the other things around you might be passing on or might be dying because they are bound to a curse in the earth, okay? Now, Jesus refuted the curse, okay? That was what he curses everyone who hung on a tree. So he bought back for us everything, including eternal salvation, as in when we die, our spirit and soul go to heaven. But your spirit and soul can live in the realms of being seated with Christ in heavenly places now. Somebody needs to say, now I can live there. You do not have to wait until your body goes into the earth and your spirit and soul go to heaven. Your spirit and soul are actually seated with Christ in heavenly places now. It's now. It's a present truth. And it affects how we live today. Whew, I'm getting excited. All right, somebody needs to share this with a friend. Tread it out today with the king in the field and rest in his presence as he prepares you for the next 30 days, for the month of Tishri, and for Yom Kippur in 40 days. All right, listen, if you haven't yet signed up for my class, which is Maximize Your Prophetic Potential, it's Ascension 2024, Ascend 2024. It is my Glory Road community. What is my Glory Road community? It is the community of people that I have the opportunity to mentor every month. So one day a month, twice in one day, I do an hour and a half phone call. I want to get to know you. I want to connect with you. I want to help you learn to live in these realms of ascension, understand the Hebrew calendar. But the best part is we get to know each other and you get to know the other people in the group from all over the world. So sign up today. It's only $30 a month. You can come and go as you need to. But and you get all the recordings and you get past recordings. So there's a lot to this. But make sure you go to my website at CandiceSmithman.com and sign up to be in this class. The next call is Wednesday, September 18th at 10 a.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Eastern. I'd love for you to sign up and be a part of my Glory Road community. Get a copy of my book, 365 Prophetic Revelations from the Hebrew Calendar. Learn about the feast. Go to my website there and grab a hold of that as well so I can get you that copy so you can meditate. You can walk it out. You can rest with the Lord. Come on, somebody's getting excited. They want to rest. It's going to be great. And how about you want to learn to be a biblical life coach? Or maybe you need a coach in your life, all right? So we have trained coaches. If you go to dreammentors.org, it's my husband's and my, it's our a biblical life coaching organization. We can connect you with a life coach. There are fees associated with that. Or we can sign you up for classes that are going to train you to be a coach. What is a coach? A coach is a good discipler. It's where you learn the tools to help other people know about resting in the Lord, strategies for living today, overcoming, deliverance, healing, the supernatural, these kinds of things. You want to learn these things and be a carrier of that so you can go and help others. We've got classes for you, our Soul Transformation class, our Dream Mentors Basic Biblical Life Coaching class, our Dream Mentors Advanced Transformational Life Coaching class, our Mantle of God class. We have got classes that are going to prepare you to be an excellent biblical life coach where you integrate psychology and theology. It's a marriage of God's word and then understanding how spirit, soul, and body work. Come on, somebody's getting excited in this place. All right, let me pray for you and then share this with a friend. Lord, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus for all those that are watching. I ask you to touch them right now, touch their body, and open up their mind that they can set their affections upon you. Look above and tread in the earth today with peace and rest. Father, we just praise you and we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus for complete and total healing to all those that are watching. And God, we just give you all the glory. Come on, folks, share this with a friend, and I will see you next week for the Weekly Word. All right, be blessed.